took the ball is Tome Naga at the top. Tome Naga on the right side. Feeds Mast. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the rim and out. Rebound Wall. Outlet to A.J. Store. Left sideline of the front court. A.J. on the attack. Glides to the rim and then threw it away. Got caught up in the air. Turnover Wisconsin. And here comes Tome Naga. On the right side is Keisei Tome Naga. And play is stopped. So down for Nebraska was Bryce Williams. He was slow to get up, favoring that right leg right now. So DJ Karstensen stopping play, and will help Williams off the floor.
We've talked to start the game off about close games for this Wisconsin team, how there hasn't been a lot of them this year. There was a lot of them last year.
Yep.
But I think the way that this team has played explains today, explains why there hasn't been that. There's always seems to have been an answer of some sort. And there you see Williams just turning that ankle. That's exactly why he was down. But in general, like just what they've done, there's always been an answer when Nebraska had a run.
Eli Rice will inbound into Tome Naga off the screen. He's open, tries a three right side, no good. John Blackwell secures the rebound. In there for Store, you got Blackwell, Hepburn, Wall, Crowell, and Klusman. 2.5 minutes to play. Badgers up 83-67. As Hepburn will bring it out, run some clock, and run some offense. Klusman bounces to Tyler Wall out between the circles. Wall hands off to Chucky. Hepburn bounces the Wall. He'll try a three right side. Got it! First made three of the year for Wall on just his fifth attempt. Oh, when you're hot, you're hot.
I'm glad you said that. Now I don't know if I can believe all the threes going in.
Yeah, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification as Nebraska turned it over. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
2:06 to play. Greg Gard gets Isaac Lindsay out on the floor. Kamari McGee, Marcus Ilver. Greg's been, you talk about Connor Siege and things that he has seen that's been encouraging in practice. And he was very quickly to mention Marcus Ilver as well. McGee against Sam Hoiberg turns down the Crowell screen, throwing to Ilver. Left side to Blackwell with 1:50 to play. Blackwell brings it out just left of the center circle. Blackwell with 8 to shoot. High screen Crowell. Blackwell pull up, foul line jumper, good. Silky smooth. 88-67, Wisconsin. 1:34 remaining. You see Chris Hodges and Luke Hurdle coming in momentarily for the Badgers. With the ball is Wilcher. Outside left, hands off to Gary. Jawan Gary into Alec at the right elbow. Alec working inside left block, turns up right hand. Off the front rim, no good. Kamari McGee the rebound. And Greg Gard's going to want a timeout so he can sub, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to get Hodges, Hurdle, and Isaac Gard will come in. 1:15 to play, 88-67, Wisconsin.
I don't know what else to say, man, other than just a perfect performance by this team. Yeah, there was a couple of defensive lapses, and, you know, there'll always be some stuff to look at in the film. But I think this is the best game they've played all year.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not, it's awfully close. Here comes Isaac Lindsay to the front court for Wisconsin. Lindsay throwing to Ilver outside left. Ilver leads it for Luke Hurdle. A throw to Chris Hodges. Feeds Isaac Gard. Right of the circle. Now to Ilver. Shot clock at 8. Lindsay high on the left. Knocked away. Got it back. 5 to shoot. Lindsay puts it on the deck. And a step back 3 is off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Eli Rice. 45 seconds to play. 88-67 Wisconsin. Hoiberg at the free throw line. And a whistle. And a foul is called.
The Wisconsin foul.
It's going to be on Isaac Gard, his first. And team foul number 7. So both coaches have their sons on the floor. Hoiberg, obviously, Sam Hoiberg, a part of the rotation. And Isaac Gard appearing in his fifth game. 1-1 for Hoiberg is good, and he'll earn the bonus. 88-68, Wisconsin. Well, the Badgers getting 80-plus in back-to-back games in conference play. It's been a minute. 14-15 team comes to mind. Second free throw is good. 88-69, Wisconsin with 40 seconds to play. There's Marcus Silver to the front court. Gets it to guard. A flip to Hodges at the top. Now it's Luke Hurdle on the right side. Hurdle feeds Ilver between the circles. Back to Luke. High on the right. Puts it on the deck. Penetrates. Goes up. And it's off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound to Matar Jope. He's on the floor for Nebraska in the final 15 seconds here in Madison. Wiltshire hands off to Hoiberg. Leave it for Cale Jacobson. Gets it to Wiltshire. Back out to Jacobson off the left wing. Feeds Wiltshire for three straight away. It's good with 3.2 seconds to play. Badgers can burn off the remaining time as they will improve to 3-0 in Big Ten play and will remain the only unbeaten team in conference play.
When you sit in, this is a performance that you don't always get, but they shot the ball well. They took care of the paint. The bench came to play. Everybody contributed. Just a great performance by this Wisconsin team this afternoon.
It really was, as they were hitting Nebraska at every level here this afternoon. 55% shooting overall, 50-50 from the three-point line, 13 out of 26. As the Badgers, now winners of 10 of their last 11, 11-3 overall, 3-0 in Big Ten games. Final score, Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. And did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Well, both teams better than 1 point per possession. The Badgers 1.3 per possession. They were pretty good. Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72. Balance, not just this individual point totals, but how they got those points, Brian. They hit them inside. And today, a team that came in 29% from the three-point line at home, today 13 out of 26.
And what it created in that second half was so much space in the paint. It was crazy as they kept making threes. I'm watching them run their offense, and I'm just thinking, wow, the amount of space that they've created to, you know, have driving lanes or whatever else it might have been. Connor came in, made some threes. Defensively, Nebraska needed to then stay hugged up to him And it just let Wisconsin get into whatever they wanted to get into. Now, I'll say this. I am disappointed. Only 13 free throw attempts.
Yep.
I tried to
You're just going pure like, Bo Ryan.
I tried to find something. Yeah. Like I was like, okay, well, what can we, you know, is there anything I can go with? I mean, they normally make 16 in a game. They only got to the line 13 times, so we got to fix that. That's something that needs to be addressed before Tuesday against Ohio State, right?
You're going all Bo Ryan there. There was a game, I think it was against Michigan State, where Wisconsin had one turnover in the game. It was a shot clock violation. Oh, yeah. So that's, of course,
that's
the first thing he talks about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I guess you can't get away from it. No, but in all honesty, like, the reason they didn't get to the free throw line is what they wanted on offense, they were able to get. But normally when you have a team that doesn't shoot well from three, and they make a couple and then they get 3-point happy, and then they don't get in the paint. Well, this team still had 36 points in the paint.
Yeah.
Like, they still outscored Nebraska 36-18 in the paint. Like, so it wasn't like that's why I'm finding, and I know it doesn't happen a lot, but to find the words to the way that they were on the offensive end today, it's tough because normally they trend one way. Mm-hmm. And you can say, the three-point line wasn't great. But it was all of it. They pieced it together.
A beautiful performance here. And I think a game like this, you were mentioning some of the social media comments from national writers. They hang 88 in another game after hitting 80-plus in the previous game. That's how it works, folks. And we, with the media every bit as much as fans, maybe more so with the media, because, look at these guys. Yeah. Long way to go. They're just three games into the conference schedule. But, man, are they playing some beautiful basketball right now. 88-72, the Badgers beat the Huskers. More of our Wisconsin 4 Dealers postgame show is coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
at Shields. We know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72. Time for a little Butchie breakdown here. What you got?
Well, I'm going to start from the three-point line. Hey, I'm a big. I love to shoot threes. When I get 13 of them in a game, I'm really happy. No doubt. Exactly what they did. 13 of 26. I thought that was a big part of the game as far as what they did. It was going to be a big part for Nebraska. Well, it ended up being a huge part for Wisconsin. So I thought that was very crucial to the success. Bench points, Connor Sejan coming in, knocking down a couple threes early on, really changed kind of the momentum of this team as far as where do we try to find some stops. But that was huge. And then again, overall, points in the paint. You don't normally get 13 threes and also get 36 from points in the paint. That's what I look at with this game, are those three big things. Again, I'm disappointed with only 13 free throw attempts. However, other than that, I can be happy with everything else. The breakdown of this comes down to a team that came out with a focus and executed, stayed the game plan. Nebraska ran some really good offense initially. But if you're able to get past that, then it kind of slowed down, and defensively they were locked in. Just, again, very impressed with this team. I think my biggest question after this, though, Matt, is how do they handle success in a game like this? Because they've had a big one against Ohio State coming up. And you play in games like this occasionally where everything goes right.
Yep.
You know, like, as a player, you don't have a lot of these games in the season. There's usually more errors on the defensive end. There's usually more turnovers. It doesn't all come together this well. So do you believe that you're this team, or do you have a realization of we're probably not as good as we played today?
Yeah.
And we need to dial in to make sure that there isn't a lapse.
It's handling success and then handling it when you hit some bumps in the road.
Absolutely.
Because everybody in the league, it'll happen.
You're never as good as what you think you are. You're never as bad. You got to keep running the race. And I think that's my biggest question with this team. Now, I think the experience, they've been through enough ups and downs. I think they'll handle it just well. You got to love games like this, though, as a player. You do. I mean, everything is clicking. You got to feel good about yourself, and they should.
And the thing about this team, it's been humbled. It's just been a while because of how well they're playing of late.
Yes.
I mean, it's been about a month since they dropped a game. You go back to December in Tucson after earlier they had already beaten Marquette and Michigan State. They had the clunker against Providence. So they've been through some of that already, and they've responded well. But as mentioned, you got such a long way to go. 2 months left in the conference season. But my goodness, what they're playing right now, if you're a fan, you be happy, be excited, and look up when the next game is and get your tickets if you don't have them already.
Absolutely. And then I'll help you with that. See, I'm a helping person.
That's you.
It's next Saturday at 11 against Northwestern.
Yeah.
That's the next home game.
Yeah.
Next road game is Wednesday, Ohio State. I'll be here.
Good. All
I'll
right. That's good. You're a helpful guy.
My alarm goes off. You know, I hope it goes off.
You're a helpful guy. Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Council.
Postgame show continues. Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72 as we check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today in the Big Ten, Iowa got its first conference win, an 86-77 victory on the home court against Rutgers. Tonight, Ohio State will play at Indiana. Other games in the top 25, pretty good week for Seton Hall on the home court. It had beaten Providence earlier in the week, which was a sad night because for the Providence Friars lost Bryce Hopkins to a season-ending injury. We know how good Providence is capable of being, but Seton Hall takes down Marquette today, 78-65. And Butchie, it looks like Kansas is going to escape. In fact, it has gone final now. A Hunter Dickinson layup with about a second left. Number two, Kansas, 83, TCU, 81. Scanning the scores right now. North Carolina.
They had a good win against Clemson. Absolutely.
Yeah, 65-55. Tar Heels ranked eighth. The Tigers are 16th. Houston remains unbeaten with an 89-55 win against West Virginia. We mentioned Providence, the Friars losing to Creighton today, 69-60.
I think one of the surprising scores there was St. John's beating Villanova. Look out for St. John's in that Big East. It's a little interesting there when you talk about what Rick Pitino's done. But this is time for college basketball to start taking off a little bit. You know what I say? It always delivers. It's just if you're paying attention to it. Well, it's conference play. It always delivers in conference play.
You know, we were talking about in the Big Ten where Wisconsin is the only unbeaten team in conference play. There are no unbeaten teams in the Big East. Seton Hall, UConn, and Rick Pitino's, the Fighting Pitino's, and Villanova all at 3-1. Yeah. Marquette is 2-2 after falling today. But we talk about how the Big Ten is tightly contested. In that, Purdue obviously is Purdue, correct, but it has a loss already. Well, that's it. The Big East teams are going to kind of beat up on each other there, too.
And they don't. Like, who's the top team in the Big East? You don't have that. Big Ten, everyone could say Purdue. Now, Purdue does have a loss already, which when you look at the top of the standings tomorrow or even tonight, you're going to see one team on top of it. It's early.
Yeah.
They say the Wisconsin Badgers.
If you were picking a team in the Big East right now, though, it'd be UConn as the best.
And I would.
Even, Marquette's in 2-2, but it's like, come on. They're going to be there,
yes,
right?
So. Yeah, Marquette's going to be there. I just like UConn and what they're doing. They are obviously kind of fighting through an injury there as well, but Cam Spencer, Big Ten name at Rutgers, brought some really good things in what he does as well. And so I do think UConn right now, the Big East.
All right, Badgers a winner here today, 88-72. We'll have more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smarter together. Member FDIC.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Wisconsin 88, Nebraska 72. A lot to choose from as far as a play of the game. Connor Esiason getting some rhythm, hitting four threes. But Chucky Hepburn, we've talked about it. When he needs to score, he will. He had six assists, three steals, you know, a couple turnovers. So, again, a 3-1 assist-to-turnover ratio here today and a really pretty bucket in the second half. Feeds Blackwell left corner, covered up by Alex. Shot clock at 7. Hepburn against Lawrence. Chucky on the shakes, puts two defenders down the lane to the rim. Layup is good. Woo-hoo-hoo, that was pretty. Chucky Hepburn, ladies and gentlemen. Timeout, Nebraska. Omaha's own Chucky Hepburn getting the home crowd in Madison wound up. 13 points on 5 of 8 shooting, 3 of 5 from the three-point line. Part of that great scoring balance for the Badgers today, Mr. Butch. We'll be checking in with Greg Gard here momentarily. We were told he's about to make his way courtside here. Next up for the Badgers, a Wednesday night 7:30 matchup against Ohio State in Columbus. It's Coach Gard making his way over, and what do you got for him? You going to talk about bigs right away first?
I think we should. Probably threes. Yeah, no. The first question is 13 free throw attempts. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's the first question. No. No. He's got to be pretty happy today.
Yeah, and I would think. Yeah.
Just everything clicked at the right time, and you got to enjoy these games.
Yeah, you do. You're right, because it doesn't happen often where everything, it just seems like, is flowing. 1.375 per possession, according to our stat broadcast analytical department, as Coach Gard joins us courtside. We're just talking, Greg, you know, you get 36 paint points, 39 from the arc on 26 shots, 36 bench points. You'll always find stuff to get better, but offensively, not bad today.
Pretty, and the thing that probably jumps, 18 assists on the 33 mm-hmm. baskets. So that's, you know, sharing the ball, get yourself good shots. I thought we did a lot of good things. And they hit some tough shots. And they hit 12 threes, and I thought some of them were tough. We were going to live with the higher diet of them from Mast just because it took away some of the other stuff with their primary guys. But they're a team that scored a lot of points, too. And for us, the biggest thing with them was trying to minimize the attempts. It wasn't so much about how many they made. I want them not to be able to get them off. Mm-hmm. And we were so-so with that. But great effort by our guys all the way down the lineup. We had great contributions and good win, good team win.
Now, I'm going to give you a lot of credit here and tell me that I'm thinking the same way you were thinking, which is scary. But the lineup that you put in with Connor, you had A.J. Connor, Kamari McGee, and two other guys that weren't necessarily scorers, right? So you look at the system as far as, okay, there's an opportunity. You've got a little bit of a lead. Put Connor in. You've got A.J. that's probably going to end with the ball in his hand or Connor, and they kind of got him going with running some sets.
Right.
And he took advantage of it. But I gave you a whole bunch of credit for realizing, hey, this is the time to kind of give this kid an opportunity to take advantage of what's in front of him.
Yeah, and he's never been bashful in terms of shooting, so we had a few things that are in everybody's little package that I have that I don't let anybody else see of what I can run for individuals when I need to. And, it makes it always look good when the ball goes in, though, Brian, you know. So
absolutely. Well, I just love the situation.
It was the right time.
Reading the timing. I thought it was, and also defensive matchups were good.
So.
Yeah, the other end of the floor, I was going to say, you know, it's the shooting that maybe can open the door. It's the defense that'll keep them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought he scrapped. You know, he competed. He got the offensive foul on a cut here against Wilcher late in the game. You know, I thought he competed, and he's conscious of what he needs to do better. And he's trying as hard as he can to do it better.
We talk a lot about Chucky and his ability to distribute the ball. And he was, again, 3-1 assist to turnovers. But Wall and Crowell combine 8-1 assist to turnovers. I mean, Stevie can do things. You see the 9 points. You better keep looking because he can do so many things.
Yeah, passing bigs are a premium. You know, Matt, you're sitting next to one. Mm-hmm. He passed it pretty well back in his day.
He passed it?
There wasn't a three I didn't like. But,
but no, when you have bigs that are comfortable, and that's typically how we recruit, and if you don't have maybe that skill set in your package, we help you work on it while you're here. But, yeah, unselfish. Again, it's just an unselfish team that doesn't care about who gets the credit, who gets the points, as long as Wisconsin can have a happy locker room. That's the goal.
But only 13 free throw attempts? I mean, come on.
When you shoot almost 60%, we weren't getting fouled a lot, Brian.
He's going all Bo Ryan. Yeah. You know, a game where there was one turnover that was a shot clock violation, the first thing you brought up.
But overall, just you look at this, Coach, an absolute awesome performance on that offensive side. I told Matt, the only thing that on the side of it, how do they handle success now? Because everything you did offensively was it worked. It's not always going to work. And now how does that group come together? Having the experience has to help that.
No doubt. I think it does. The depth helps that because, you know, we can able to, like I said, even though minutes of Kamari Wiggie were almost just six, those were an impactful six. You know, Nolan Winter, his 8.5 were impactful. You know, he goes from almost falling out of bounds on one post move to getting a three-point play on the next trip. So it's a freshman that's, you know, growing up a little bit. So across the board, like I said, it's just, just keep contributing. And as long as it's Wisconsin's night, that's what we care about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, fun with another good crowd here today. Go enjoy it for a couple hours, and we'll see you on the way to Ohio State.
Sounds good.
All
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Good.
You bet.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers defeat Nebraska here this afternoon, 88-72. Butchie and I are back in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
So you bums world, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me and hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time...
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope. And even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There are some flight cancellations as the FAA temporarily grounds more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. This after part of an Alaska Airlines plane fell off and a window blew out in the air, forcing an emergency landing. This woman was on board.
Look to my left and there's this huge chunk, part of the airplane just like missing. And the wind is just extremely loud. There's wind blowing everywhere.
No one was hurt, but Boeing says it supports the decision to require immediate inspections of those aircraft. WTOP reporter Dan Ronan with the latest.
In the U.S., Alaska Airlines and United fly the newer Boeing jets. A section of the plane's fuselage broke apart moments after takeoff. Professor Anthony Brickhouse is with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Pilots trained for emergencies, so they knew exactly what to do. Also, the flight attendants did a good job in the cabin, you know, trying to keep those passengers calm.
Brickhouse believes investigators will be able to find the damaged section of the plane. He says it's a key piece of the evidence. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Three more people arrested for the deadly January 6th insurrection. 3 years to the day, supporters of Donald Trump stormed the Capitol as he falsely claimed that the 2020 election was stolen. CBS's Scott McFarland looks back.
Some beat police with poles, bats, sticks, stolen police shields, chemical spray, or their bare hands. Some called police traitors, or chanted hang Mike Pence, or rifled through the office of Nancy Pelosi.
This is President Biden warns of a threat to democracy in this year's election, and former President Trump fires back.
We have a man
He can't put two sentences together. He can't speak. He can't, although yesterday he tried to play tough guy. You know, I'm a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy because he's incompetent. I mean, he's incompetent.
Parts of the East Coast are getting walloped by a winter storm. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is warning residents to watch out.
We are predicting a potential 6 to 10 inches of snow in the northwestern portion of the state, and that would be especially Sussex and Warren counties. There's also a potential for minor coastal flooding.
But in New Orleans, the party is just getting started as carnival season begins. There's a streetcar ride down St. Charles Avenue with riders in costumes, of course. All of the fun starts on this 12th day after Christmas and continues until Fat Tuesday, the final day of feasting and fasting before Ash Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That cluster could basically have three separate, you know, Senate districts, and you see it elsewhere around the state. And again, we've long since established that these maps are rigged, that they're corrupt. But new maps do mean that in some new districts are going to turn out to have no incumbent. Mm-hmm. You're going to be an open seat, and the opportunity is there. It's a lot easier to run for an open seat than to run against an incumbent of either party. We've always known that.
It's really exciting. And when you look at the number of women that are currently serving in the legislature, there are 41, which is the most ever. The first time we had women serving in the legislature was 100 years ago. Back in 1925, there were 3 women, and now we have 41. So I think it would be helpful to step back for a second, just for our listeners. I mean, we know this information, but our listeners may not be as familiar. Our legislature is a full-time legislature. It is a big job. There are 33 senators. There are 99 assembly seats. There are 3 assembly seats per Senate district. 8 of the 33 senators are women. 33 of the 99 assembly reps, 1/3, are women. And some of those notable leaders are familiar names. You hear them on the show here. Sarah Godlewski, who actually originated the name Women Win Wisconsin. She was excited to share it with us, and I'm sure she'll be popping in at some point. Sarah Rodriguez, our lieutenant governor, former assembly person from the Milwaukee area. We've got incredible leaders in the Senate with Dianne Hesselbein at the helm for the minority, Melissa Agard, who just stepped back, Kelda Royce, of course, great friend of the show. And in the assembly, we've got Greta Neubauer, who is leading the charge, Lee Snodgrass, Jill Billings, Christina Shelton, Lisa Subek. These women know how to lead. And not only do they lead, but they mentor. They encourage others to step up. And that's really what it takes to get more women in leadership.
Can I tell you how much it frightens me every time we start to read off a list of these incredible women? Because I'm always afraid I'm going to miss one of them. And it's not that they, you know, they don't need to hear their own names, but they've earned it. They've earned that respect that comes with stepping up and being leaders that way. And to Sarah Godlewski for a moment, I do want to toot our own horn over here for a second, since we're celebrating our 4-year anniversary. But it was about a year ago that Sarah Godlewski was not in office. She was the now former state treasurer. You know, she had run in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. And what she was doing about a year ago, right now, before she actually created Women Win Wisconsin, was she was part of Up North News Radio in the morning and occasionally helping us meet women in, you know, hometowns across the state and lifting them up. And showing that, you know, there are people in every hometown that are leading the way. And this is, you know, now Sarah went and got herself this, you know, new gig as Secretary of State. Yeah. I guess that can compete with morning radio. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's busy.
She's remarkable that way. Then, of course, did the Women Win Wisconsin group. And now I'm just so thankful that you are now essentially taking that baton into 2024 and helping elevate these voices, elevate these stories.
It's our obligation, I think, as leaders to promote future leaders, because we all stand on the shoulders of the people who came before us. And, you know, speaking of that, if you look at the history of the assembly, we didn't have an African-American woman in the assembly until 1977. And do you know when we first elected a Latina to the assembly? Do you know what year it was?
Nope.
2011, Pat.
Wow.
It was Jocasta, I'm going to say her name wrong. Zamaripa.
Zamaripa. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
And hey, trivia question. How about the first Asian American woman? Do you know when she was elected?
Francesca Hong.
Yeah.
Our
friend Francesca Hong.
I love her.
Oh, no, man. I love her more. So
okay, fine.
I love her the most.
Oh, okay. Fine. You win this one, Lyerly.
See if you get music now, people.
But look at how we're building. Look at how we're acknowledging. And in the last few years, how we have been able to not just elect more women, but elect more women from different populations with different perspectives. And when you look at the Senate, it's even a little further behind. We didn't have a woman in the Senate until 1975.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. But in 2015, Mary Lasich was elected Senate president. She was the first woman to serve as a presiding officer of either legislative house. We haven't had a woman speaker in the assembly yet, but I feel like it's coming. It's coming soon.
I do. It going to take a little work because these things don't happen by themselves. And by the way, it's not just stepping up and saying, I want to run for office. There needs to be people involved in fundraising and in promotion and get out the vote efforts. My first campaign, you know, when I was inaugurated to the Senate, doing the math 17 years ago this week, yikes, I feel old. but that was a campaign, you know, run by, Kathy Daggs Devine and so many other women who have led the way on these things in terms of not just being the candidate, but getting the work done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're so good at getting the work done behind the scenes, but it's harder for us to step up and be the candidate for so many reasons. Women are less likely to self-promote. They need more shoulder taps. So if you are out there and if there are women in your sphere who you know would be great, it's cool to say, hey, I would love to see you run for something. I would love to see you in this role, because they need to hear it over and over again to know that that support is out there and to know that that people around them recognize that they are the right person for the job.
You know what else they could do? They could send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and tell us. Yeah, say, hey, there's this person who's thinking about running. I bet they'd be a great guest on your show.
Or
I'm thinking about running. I think I'd be a great guest on your show. Because what I always say is, you know, this is not the Psychic News Network. You actually have to let us know you're out there. And then we can take part in things. I've got 1 minute left, so I'm cheating you on this, but I do have to ask quickly. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals somehow or another made the ruling this week that emergency care abortion is not the same thing as essential life-saving care. These are Trump-appointed judges. I'm betting you disagree.
I couldn't disagree more. I would like for these judges who are politicians to sit in the emergency department and help the doctors determine what they think is life-saving and not. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. When somebody presents to the emergency department, regardless of what their situation is, they're having a stroke, they're having a heart attack, they're vaginally bleeding because they are suffering from a miscarriage, they deserve to be treated, period.
Yeah, full stop. And yet that's not what this saying. So, of course, this will end up in the Supreme Court. And again, we'll get back to micromanaging, you know, women's health, which is, I can't believe we're doing that in this day and age. One more quick note. This was an ABC News special about women. It was called Delayed and Denied, all about women who were denied care and what could have been, you know, life-threatening conditions. They are still running that on Hulu now is where it streams, I guess. And you were part of that as well.
I was. It's going to be on broadcast on Friday, I think.
I did see that right then. Yes, tomorrow ABC's going to rerun it.
Yeah, please watch it. Please watch it and watch it with people that you love. It is heartbreaking. They talk with women from all across the country who are from banned states who were denied care because of political efforts in their states, and to hear their stories and the stories of their partners who support them. I see this all the time. I cried the entire time.
Yeah, prepare to, but it's an important message. Text message from a listener up in the Hayward area who says, you have an occasional guest who should run for something, Dr. Lyerly. Well, we couldn't agree more, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Luke Mathers next. You're up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Right outside. All right, how do we want to play this? Dan, you want to do Name That Tune? Or
sure.
We want Greg just to tell us what he put up there.
No, I want Dan to do it.
All right, Dan, name that tune.
World. It's Eyes of the World, but it's a lower 70s version, I want to say, because Branford's not on there. Branford Marsalis. So that's my favorite. The late 80s, Branford used to sit in on this song specifically with his harmony and saxophone.
Interesting.
Okay. Ain't no nerd like a deadhead nerd.
Because a deadhead has all the facts.
When he played keyboard, he had to put some napkins underneath one of the legs to keep it sturdy. I mean, Dan knows everything, every detail. It's crazy that way. Yeah, Mr. Schumacher, how are you? Did you have a good holiday?
Well. I'm waiting for someday to see the sun.
Someday. Someday. Yep. But till then, you know, that's why a lot of us pay attention to the winter sports, you know, hockey, your basketball, the things that bring us indoors. We're going to talk about that outdoor sport involving the Packers and the Bears in just a minute. But before I lose track of things here, talking about the indoor winter sports, the Bucks beat the Spurs last night, 125-121. What's that? Yeah, they did.
They won. They were losing a couple in a row there.
I know, but look, I don't follow the NBA closely. I follow it enough to know that this Victor Wembanyama on the Spurs, this rookie sensation who turned 20 yesterday, like he's the one to watch. And everybody was waiting for this first game between him and Giannis. And apparently it lived up to the hype. And, you know, that's kind of your future of the NBA right there.
Sure.
So it's nice to have exciting young players. So the Bucks wrap up a 3-game road trip tomorrow in Houston. You can catch that game on Oshkosh Air Support, also on News from the Center and Richland Center, Lake Erin Amory, WRJN and Racine, and 98Q Country and Park Falls. So did you do over the holidays, Dan, take any trips, do anything of a particular interest? Were you?
I did not. I spent time with mostly family, you know, as most of us did. And I had all my three children that were, you know, it's hard to get them all in the room at the same time. So they were all there, and my daughter hosted Christmas and she cooked, and it was a wonderful holiday, nice and easy, a lot of rest. And, you know, college athletics at Division III around the state, they shut down on the 15th of December, and then they're allowed to start playing again on the 28th. So it's a nice break on both sides, both the athletic side, academic side, and then, of course, because of the holiday, it's a good time to catch up with people and get some rest.
that's what made the holiday especially nice for us, is we have a son-in-law who works for the Western Michigan University hockey team, and they did take a break. In past years, they'd been in holiday tournaments.
Right.
And, you know, whether you're in a holiday tournament or your band is playing in a New Year's Day parade or whatever, it's a nice thing, but what's also really nice is to not have to work over the holidays.
Right. Mm. So I mean, the Wisconsin State League sure did make noise over the break here, especially down at that school down along the river called La Crosse. So that's been an interesting follow by everybody in my industry right now.
Yeah. Really? Is there something happening in La Crosse?
Yeah.
It's getting spicy, Pat.
Yeah. So yeah. It's been quite the fall for the Wisconsin State League, losing an athletic director that passed away, and this kind of news, and it takes away from what the student athletes are really doing and the coaches are doing. So it's just a distraction, something that's unexplainable.
All right, let's get to Sunday. Packers, Bears, Sunday, 3:25, Lambeau Field. Packers, nobody picked the Packers to beat the Bears in the season opener. And instead, the Packers won quite handily, actually. Now, Jordan Love has had his ups and downs. Justin Fields has had his ups and downs. So where do you think the ups and downs will lie this Sunday between those two quarterbacks?
I actually believe that Jordan Love will come out on top. I think the Packers will beat the Bears. They're at home. They're playing much better than they did week one. You know, I also think that there's some extra pressure on Justin Fields, because the big question is, what do the Bears do with the number one draft pick? Do they move on from Fields and grab a quarterback, or do they keep Fields and use that to trade away to get additional picks to build the roster? So I think the Packers are happy with the performance of Love, especially down the stretch here. But at the same time, I believe that the way the Bears have been playing the last 5-6 weeks, they've won a bunch of games. It might have saved the coach's job.
There are a lot of difficult things about sports, but one of them way up the list has to be when you have a first-year quarterback and he doesn't, you know, blow the barn doors off, and you have to then do this gut check of, is he going to develop, or do you go, okay, you did not pass the audition, next. And let's be honest, it wasn't just Bears fans. Packer fans were doing that with Love during that four-game losing streak as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's such a fickle situation, and it's like this with every NFL team. You know, I still struggle with the fact is that there's going to be a ton of players sitting out this weekend. Bunch of quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks. I mean, from the Eagles to the Dolphins, to heck, even Brock Purdy for the 49ers is going to be sitting, and he's a rookie. So a lot of players are going to be sitting, getting ready for the playoffs that start the following week.
Sure. Well, I mean, that happens pretty much everywhere in every sport. If you're guaranteed to be in the playoffs, why risk any injury or anything like that? So we'll have that to you'll have that to look forward to.
What's happening? The weather for that? What is the weather Sunday? Have you checked?
Greg hangs on Brittany Merlot's every utterance, and I believe she had said something like the system that's coming in this weekend will have just moved away in time for the game. So we're not looking at an ice bowl or anything like that, Mr. Bach.
Okay, first of all, don't make me sound like a crazy person here.
No, I am.
It's not that tough. I mean, come on, admit it.
Fair.
Wait, there's
30, it's supposed to be 36 and cloudy in Green Bay on Sunday.
Oh, well.
Okay.
So that big storm is all going to skirt south of us then.
Yes. I did recall Brittany saying repeatedly this week it's going to attack Chicago.
I've never heard a meteorologist use the word flirt in.
Yes.
And she does. And she does it perfectly.
And remember yesterday? You remember yesterday? Yeah. Her term was that wind is going to smack you up or something like that. So very happy to have Brittany doing all of that. So no, we won't have weather will not be a factor. The only thing that's going to be a factor is how many bar stools separate you and me as we're watching the game on Sunday here. Aww. So look out for that. It's always fun.
It'll be a fun game. It'll be so, at least it's something to watch that they're playing for something.
Exactly. All right, Dan. Thanks so much. Have a great start to the weekend. Talk to you soon. Greg, have a fun weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we want to thank all of you for being part of Up North News Radio for this week, first week of 2024, live from Lake Wissota across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here bright and early, Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners.
To all
our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. It's according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. There are some flight